I'm going to turn up the sound here and introduce the Austin Piazzolla Quintet. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Hi.
Took you a while to get set up, so I'm sure you're itching to go to play some some great music for us.
Sure thing.
All right, some really nice live music there from the Austin Piazzolla Quintet. They are James Anderson on violin, Jonathan Gear and piano. Mike Maddox is on accordion. Pat Harris is the bassist, and Tony Rogers loves the cello. Welcome to the University of New Mexico, KUNM.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having us.
We love to have you. And that was Astor Piazzolla's music, of course.
That was, yes. That was Liber Tango.
Liber Tango, yeah, which we finished up there with Grace Jones.
Seemed like a fitting intro.
And this tonight will be your second gig of the tour, the current tour.
That's correct. Yep, we played this afternoon at the Lomas Tramway Library. Had a great audience, and we're looking forward to doing the show tonight at Robertson Violin Shop and in the concert hall there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And you, of course, are from Austin, or you will live in Austin now.
Correct.
And is this not your first tour, right? It's.
No, we've done a few tours. We've been to Colorado a few times, and of course, all around Texas. You know, Texas is a large state, so we count those as tours,
yes.
Driving around just within the state. But this is our first time in New Mexico, and we're just having a great time. Love the scenery, love the weather, and of course, the local beer is pretty tasty, too.
Right. And you play the music of Astor Piazzolla, but you also compose music in his tradition.
We do, yeah. I'll turn it over to Jonathan Gear here, who is our primary composer.
Yes, hello. Yes, I guess I'm the primary. James is the secondary, though. James writes some tunes, too. He's threw you under the bus. No, but yeah, I think we're going to play one of mine, I think our last tune, that I wrote. But yeah, I've written a pretty good handful, and it's fun to have this group to write for and just to be able to experiment with kind of writing within that Nuevo Tango style that Piazzolla established, kind of writing within that style and just thinking of ways to kind of expand upon that with my own kind of sound too. So it's been just amazing and really fun to have this group to write for sure.
Well, very good. Please play some more music.
Love to,
of course. We're going to do another Piazzolla piece. This is entitled De Carissimo.
Thank you.
I'm sure if that was played live in front of an audience, there'd be rapturous applause. How did you all come to get together? Because when I was reading your biographies, I noticed a lot of different influences and projects.
That's a good story.
So I kind of put the group together when I first moved to Austin.
You are James.
I'm James Anderson. I'm playing the violin. And I moved to Austin about 5 years ago after studying in London, England, and came and I put an ad on Craigslist, of all places. I had fallen in love with the music of Piazzolla when I was in college, and I had wanted to play this music in a way, you know, like Piazzolla did, that wasn't just classical music. You know, Piazzolla's become pretty fashionable to play in the classical music world, but I wanted to play it more kind of jazz-oriented, so I put an ad on Craigslist when I got to town. These guys answered it, and the rest kind of is history, as they say. So we got together. You know, we figured we'd be playing one or two gigs a year with this bizarre kind of, you know, avant-garde music. And we started playing tango dances. It turns out we didn't even know that there was a really vibrant and alive tango community in Austin. And we started playing tango dances, and they just kept asking us to play. And and then John, you know, started writing these amazing pieces of music, and pretty soon we were recording CDs and heading out on the road. So it's been a fun little journey, and we're looking forward to keeping it going as long as we can.
Well, Astor Piazzolla was a game changer in the history of tango music, and people are still discovering them. And thanks to people like you, we're getting to hear Astor Piazzolla's great music.
No, it's a pleasure for us to play it. I mean, it really is amazing music, and it's been a lot of fun to kind of dive inside it and see how it works and what he was thinking a little bit, and then of course to take you know, kind of following in his footsteps and create our own original music around that has been, I think, probably for me the most rewarding part of this group, you know, and seeing where this music can go today, you know, at least we do what we can with it.
Is there any one person you think who's carrying the flame beyond, you know, now that he's no longer with us?
His piano player that was in kind of his great bands in the late 80s is named Pablo Ziegler, and he's been doing a few things. He still composes and plays with his own groups, and is very exciting, you know, what we've dubbed new Nuevo Tango.
Tango.
New pieces, very heavily jazz influenced, a lot of improvisation, and but he's about the only one I can think of. And of course, you know, he came right out of Piazzolla's band, literally out of the Shadows of Piazzolla. So, but other than that, I don't know. Can you guys think of it?
Hector Del Corto.
Hector Del Corto was another one, the bandoneon player. But that's about it I can think of.
And do you ever perform for people who are actually professional dancers? I mean, you know.
We have, yeah. Since there's such a vibrant dance scene in Austin, we've had a few professional dancers, and there's a great tango club in Austin that's run by a couple from Buenos Aires, and that's kind of where we played our very first performance, was at this dance club. And so we've had, we've played many dances, we've played for some choreographers that have, you know, taken our music specifically and put some moves to it. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see it that way. At the same time, for us, it's really exciting to do it in a concert setting like we're going to be doing tonight. And this music is so complex, and there's so many layers of it that it's fun for us to have people sit and watch too. Maybe a little bit selfish, but it is nice.
So, I mean, playing in England, the audience is always very reticent, it seems to me, you know, compared with American audiences.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to play now?
Let's play another one.
We're going to play one of the original tunes that I've written for the group. This is Jonathan, a piano player, a composer. Primary composer. We're going to play, this is the most recent tune I've written for the band. We debuted it, I think, like at the end of January at a house concert in Austin. It was untitled for many a month, and I finally came up with the title Passe-Pied, which is inspired from a piece that Debussy wrote by the same name, and it has kind of a similar kind of left-hand ostinato in the piano, this kind of repeating motif, these eighth notes. So I hope you enjoy it. Excuse me.
And we've been listening to the music of the Austin Piazzolla Quartet, who've been bringing their great music to KUNM, and they're going to be performing tonight at the Robertson Violin Shop. And Robertson & Sons Violin Shop at 3201 Carlisle Boulevard Northeast in Albuquerque. And tomorrow night they're going to be performing at the gig in Santa Fe, New Mexico, starting at 7:30. And we were just listening to a piece there by Jonathan Gear.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you all very much for coming down and playing.
Thank you so much.
The best of luck tonight. I hope it sounds all right. We'll get you an air check of the performance today.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.